If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we recognize your call during this Advent season and during the second week of ordinary time, and here we are in the middle. Let us be filled with your glory and seek to grow closer to you, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we are here continuing through Isaiah 40, 25 through 31. And in that, we're looking at a powerful message that we have to recognize from the Lord. And that is, you see, always understand, part of the problem will always be the political versus the spiritual. And we see that even today. You're seeing that consistently, the political versus the spiritual. Now, one of the things that people are afraid of, and I heard as I do this program that Bill Maher had done a monologue against the theocracy. Well, here's the issue with a theocracy. If you have a theocracy, then you're forcing people to be disciples of Christ, whether they like it or not. And that's one of the issues you have in another form of theocracy, well, actually two other forms of theocracy. That is what we see in Iran, and that is what we see in North Korea. They're both forms of theocracies. In Iran, it is the concept of the state which is bringing out the Islamic law, worshiping the god of the Iranians. And we switch that over to North Korea, where, by the way, people say, well, how is that a theocracy? Because it's a communist country. The North Koreans will teach you that Kim Jong-un is like a god. He is therefore treated like a god. You do know that according to some of the stories that are coming out of North Korea, every time Kim Jong-un golfs, he gets a hole in one. So you can see that. That's a form of theocracy, and that's what you have. And theocracies are external. They put external pressure on people and force them to act from external pressures. But what the Lord calls people to do is an internal conversion, which is still to this day. And therefore, it's not a theocracy that comes from the outside. It is the internal. It is people come to recognize the truth of the Lord. Maybe a good example of this, and I'll do this as best I can, is if we look at it this way, if we see something to do with science, for example, do we believe that the sun is going to rise every morning? Well, why do we believe that? Because it's a scientific fact. No one has to come by and say, whether you like it or not, you will say every morning the sun rises in the east because that's the way the earth turns, and you will recognize that every morning. No one's going to put that into any kind of a law because people are going to say, well, why do you have to make that a law? We already believe that. And we already understand that. And we already know that. We've actually seen pictures of it. So we fully understand that. But with a theocracy, what happens is people will say, you will believe and you will like it. And any form of dictatorship is a form of theocracy. So yes, Iran, yes, North Korea, yes, all the way across the board, we see others, they're theocracies because they force people to believe in on a physical and spiritual level something that may or may not be true, but they're forced to believe it. And this is something we have to understand, where our call is never for a theocracy. And therefore, the belief in God and worshiping the Lord and celebrating the Lord comes from an internal experience, and that is what the Lord is calling the people. So he's helping them understand that the political can only do so much, but the spiritual is where you turn around and you put your full trust in the Lord, and then you work out both, and you ask the Lord to guide us on through his wisdom in all that we are doing. And when you do that, you guide us through his wisdom in all that we are seeking to do, in a way that glorifies the Lord, in a way that brings us to be everything the Lord wants us to do, that all comes from an internal understanding, an internal response. So we see it that way. That's the difference between what the Lord is calling the people to and to us during this Advent, and a theocracy, which you find in places like Iran and North Korea. We'll be back on the other side of the break, where you're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish. And this part is called St. Anthony Overnight, right here on WEZE 590 AM. Hey, I have an idea for you, and it's very simple. You know you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday, and I'd like to extend that invitation to you so that you may experience what Mass is like at St. Anthony Parish. So if you're looking for a church to call home, and you want to know, well, what is this St. Anthony's like? Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Come to our 10 o'clock AM Mass, and you know, people will come in, they'll feel uncomfortable when the collection basket goes around. All you have to do is write the word radio on a piece of paper. You don't have to drop in any money. Just write the word radio on a piece of paper, drop that into the collection basket. And in doing so, you're letting us know that you've accepted the standing invitation. You're trying out the parish, so to speak. And remember, that offer only exists here at St. Anthony Parish. If you drop it in any other parish or other church, they're going to go, what is that? What's this all about? And then if a lot of them happens, I'm going to get a phone call. Hey, would you knock that off? So don't put me in that position. So anyway, write the word radio and drop it into the collection basket. And if you don't have a parish that you call home, and you're looking for a parish, do remember to come down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. We are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So we're back, and we're talking about this powerful reality here of Isaiah. Now remember, this is very confusing to kind of put this all together, but you got to remember the original part of Isaiah is written in the 8th century. The second part, which we're in right now, is written in the 6th century. So the first part is written to the people of Judah in shock over the fall of Israel. The second part is written to the people of Judah who, although they were able to change their ways for a time, they went back and followed the same path as Israel. Now they have experienced the same thing that Israel did, where it was conquered by Assyria, but Judah was conquered by Babylon. And so Isaiah, which is chapters 40 to 55, is speaking to the people in the Babylonian exile in Babylon, and given the promise of understanding that the Lord is all-powerful, to, again, put their trust in the Lord. Don't put their trust in their own political power or their own human wisdom. One of the things that the Lord always rails against is people who are wise in their own estimation. We're surrounded by that. We understand that. There are people who turn around and say, we don't need this religion anymore. We don't need this God thing anymore. We're smart enough as it is. And that's called being wise in your own estimation. And the Lord is saying, don't listen to what I am telling you, he's saying, and trust in me. So here is that call from 40 Isaiah about trusting in the Lord, following the Lord, do understand that the Lord is the one who is the ultimate authority, and in doing so, he is the ultimate power. And when you do that, he can restore your land. He can restore your ways. Now, we've seen what happens when people don't do that. And a good example is when you see war break out. And why does war break out? Because people can't find another solution, and so war breaks out. They can't find another solution. And they can't find another solution because they're not reaching back into divine wisdom. Because if they reach back into the divine wisdom, they're going to find another solution. Remember, even within the Catholic Church, there's something called the just war doctrine. And that is, war should only happen when there is no other recourse. Absolutely none. And there is someone who is the definition of being wise in their own estimation, who is seeking to do great evil, and the only way to stop that evil is through some form of war effort, some form of response. And so in doing that, this is the important context. So if both sides instead were listening to the Lord, you'd never reach that point. And we can look, I mean, everyone will turn around and say, oh, you know, religion causes all the wars, you know. Well, that's not true, because especially in the 20th century, many of the wars were caused by atheists. Stalin, Hitler, you've got what happened in Korea. You know, the Kim family are atheists, even though they believe they are gods. They're technically atheists, but they really believe that they are the gods. And so we see that in a lot of ways, that whole response and what the Lord is saying, I am the great power. If you listen to me, you will have the peace that I want to give to you. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.